Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special edition of Freedom for Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface in the Neil Haley Show. And I'm excited to welcome the program, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you?
Well, I'm doing good this morning, Neil. I'm going to provide you on this podcast some information that you need to be aware of. My source is Dr. Joseph Mercola, and we're going to be talking about antibody-dependent enhancement, otherwise known as ADE, today. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, people who got the COVID vax shot early are now at an increased risk for severe COVID disease. This may be a sign that antibody-dependent enhancement, otherwise known as ADE, is occurring. Or it may simply indicate that the protection offered is limited to a few months at best. Recent research warns a variant is posed to acquire complete resistance to wild-type spike vaccines. This could turn into a worst case scenario that sets up those who have received the Pfizer shots for more serious illness when exposed to the virus. To stay ahead of the virus, the Biden administration is now considering recommending a booster shot 5 months after the two initial doses rather than waiting 8 months as previously was suggested. Israeli data shows that Pfizer shot went from a 95% effectiveness at the outset to only 39% by late July 2021, when the Delta strain became predominant. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration expectation for any vax is an efficacy rate of at least 50% compared to placebo. The official COVID-19 vax narrative changes rapidly these days. It took just 1 month for it to go from, if you're vaccinated, you're not going to get COVID, Delta variant, to people who get vaccinated early are at increased risk from severe COVID disease. From the get-go, I and many other medical experts have warned the possibility of these shots causing antibody-dependent enhancement, otherwise known as ADE, a situation in which the shot actually facilitates a cascade of disease complications rather than protects against it. As a result, you may suffer more severe illness when encountering a wild virus than had you not been. While we don't yet have definitive proof that ADE is occurring, we are seeing suspicious signs that it might. Data showing those who got the shot early this year are now at increased risk of severe infection. Could you see such a sign? At bare minimum, it's an indication that the protection you got from these shots is very temporary, lasting only a few months. Consider they program your body to produce just one type of antibody against a specific spike protein. Once the spike protein or other elements of the virus starts to mutate, protection radically diminishes. Worse, the vaccine facilitates the actual production of the variants because it is leaky and provides only partial ineffective immune vaccination protection. natural immunity to the disease is far superior as when you recover from the infection. Your body makes antibodies against all five proteins of the virus, plus memory T cells that remain even once antibody levels diminish. This gives you far better protection than you will likely be lifelong unless you have impaired immune function. Real-world data from Israel confirms this, showing that those who have received the COVID jab are 6.72 times more likely to get infected than people with natural immunity. I am now quoting Dr. Joseph Mercola, who cannot be with us live this morning to tell you this information. But you can Google search Dr. Joseph Mercola and see his report if you want to find out the science behind this information. Now, this is Truth Just Below the Surface. You can get my podcast by going to www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. Spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N, no spaces, no capitals. And pass this information and the program on to your family, to your associates, so that they can be aware of the truth just below the surface. Thanks, Neil, for having me on.
Right. Wynn, it was just a great show. I appreciate it. That was Freedom from Addiction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. Take care.